My name is Caitlin. I am 16 years old. Today is June 1st, and I'm speaking with my dad. We are recording this interview in San Diego, California. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
My parents, who are your grandparents, are telling me that I am a mischievous child. I am the loudest in the family, and the smartest one, and the most good-looking one. The rest is kind of emotional to tell you about, so I just keep it to myself.
Can you tell me about your grandparents, your great-grandparents?
According to my dad, they are hardworking, and they're all good-looking, not like me. So I don't know where I got my looks. They all got mustache, but I don't. So other than that, I was also a little hardworking, just like them. I think it runs in the family. That's our DNA, work hard.
Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life?
Our national hero back in the Philippines, Jose Rizal. And can I say a movie star? Is that okay?
Yes.
Mr. Bond.
Why?
Oh, Sean Connery. He is so natural.
Why?
He looks so respectable just by his walks and his actions.
How about the other one?
Dr. Jose Rizal?
Yeah.
Because he's a genius.
How do you know? You
met According him? To history.
You met him?
According to history, he speaks multiple languages.
Like you what?
Know? Spanish, Chinese, Japanese. The rest I don't know.
What are you most grateful for?
I'm grateful to be the dad of my daughter.
You have a son.
And a son. I have a favorite daughter. Her name is Caitlin Ordonez, and my favorite son is Mark Ray Ordonez, who is now serving in the U.S. Navy.
How would you like to be remembered?
I'm not dying.
Just answer the question.
That I am the father of Caitlin Ordonez.
No.
Mark Ray Ordonez.
Okay. What was I like as a child?
You?
Yes.
Oh, she's like a pretty smart kid. Respectable. But they all change.
It says as a child. So.
So she's so fun to be around. She's got all the surprises. You know, I think that's what it is when you are born on the 4th of July.
How has being a parent changed you?
Mentally, it made me mature enough. Always do the right thing, and physically you can see I was abused already because I stay late, work hard, you know, try to make sure there's food on the table and take care of my kids. My daughter is really high maintenance. So that's it.
If you could do it over again, how would you raise me differently?
back in the Philippines, I will take you there. Because over there, there's no child. What do you call that thing? There you can beat the child for discipline. You can slap them in the butt, but not here in the United States of America.
Child abuse. What are your wishes for me?
To finish school, be accomplished to your goal, and hopefully all your dreams come true, and I will support you.
What is your best advice for raising kids?
Listen to your parents. Every parent dream is for their kid to follow them and not think everything that they think about is for the good of the kid, of their children. Next question, please.
Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
Trying to explain to my kids what it is, some touchy subjects that I could not directly ask my daughter, you know, because I am the opposite gender. So other than that, that's kind of, I do get help from my sisters, which are the aunties of my kids. They help me provide the answer to them. And since I am the youngest, you know, I'm so lucky to get help from all my older sisters.
What's the most difficult moment in your life as a teenager or younger?
Juggling different girlfriends. It's so expensive. Nah, I used to be a easy-go-lucky guy, you know, so I got a lot of friends back in the Philippines.
That wasn't the question.
That's difficult moments, you know, because during the holidays, especially Christmas, I had to spend Christmas to one girlfriend, then the New Year to the other girlfriend, and then the... Look what I got now. A trophy. Juggling friends. It's kind of difficult.
Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
It is best to be honest to everything that you do. Be fair with everybody, because what you give, you get also in return. And try to help as much as you can to those that are in need. And try to recall the golden rule every now and then. Always do the right thing.
What are your hopes and wishes for me, for my children?
Hopefully they all turn out to be like you, pretty and nice daughter, you know, somebody you could every parent should be wishing for, and all the success to your life.